You're listening to Advancing Our Church. Welcome to Advancing Our Church, a podcast about Catholic stewardship, leadership, and advancement. I'm Jim Friend. I've been away from this podcast for several weeks, and in a moment, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that. But first, I want to share a few thoughts on stewardship and this week's readings. This week's gospel is the parable of the five talents, and we all know the story. But just to review, the master gave three of his servants talents, which is like money. All right, so one servant, he gave five talents, another he gave two, and the last he gave one talent. Of the first two men, the ones who were given the five and the two talents, they doubled their money, and they invested it, and they brought back a tremendous increase to their master. In the story, the master is so pleased with them that he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We all know that quote. "Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." Well, we all want that response, right? But the last man, who was given one talent, buried his talent and did nothing with it. He squandered the gift and he was cast out by the master. He told his master that he was afraid to do something with his talent. I was reminded by my pastor recently in his homily that parables are meant to shock us, right? To illustrate the point. And so it's not about the master casting out his servant, but it's really about sharing our gifts. This reading is a very popular scripture in stewardship because it speaks to the heart of what stewardship is really about. It's using the gifts that God has given to us. The man who had one talent is like many of us. We either worry that we don't have something of value to share, or maybe we're in a situation where we're thinking that our talents aren't really needed. Or maybe we think they're needed in one area when really they're needed in a different area. We come in with our own expectations. We come in with our own biases without really praying or listening to what the needs of the situation might be. So I want to tell you a little story. When I was a younger man at nearly the beginning of my career, I was a youth minister at a couple of different parishes. I had this fantastic job. I worked with high school and middle school students in a couple of parishes in youth ministry. Well, in the early 90s, after my wife and I were married, our priest who was marrying us was being transferred up to the Philadelphia area, and he hired me to be his youth minister. So this is a story for another time, but sight unseen, we came up in August of 94, and I became the full-time youth minister of St. Thomas of Villanova. And when I arrived at the parish, I quickly began to realize that youth ministry wasn't the only area where I was needed. I remember one day coming down to the auditorium and finding our pastor with the maintenance guys working to disassemble this very large storage area. And they were literally knocking down walls, taking down shelves, and hauling old items out. And the idea was to make the facility more accessible, clear it out, make the space more hospitable. And so I dropped everything I had, and I spent the rest of the day knocking down walls, hauling off stuff. And at the end of the day, I felt this tremendous sense of accomplishment. I felt as though I had helped my pastor do something that was truly important. And that wasn't the last time that I would help him do manual labor. I would sometimes bring my wife on a weekend or in the evening, and we'd spend days, hours and hours cleaning floors, painting, maybe filling a dumpster or two. And by doing this, I began to see that being part of a community, being part of a family, is about sharing the gifts that you have been given, even if it doesn't exactly match your job description. At the time, I was 25 years old, and the 6'4" guy was physically capable of helping my pastor do some things that would maybe move forward the kingdom of God in that community in a way that only I could as a member of that team. And eventually, he put me in charge of greater things. He put me in charge of the religious education program, and eventually I became the parish administrator. It was very much like this week's gospel said. He put me in charge of small things, but then later asked me to oversee things that were greater. And it's because of those experiences at the beginning of my career, that formation, that today I wouldn't hesitate to take out the trash or do just about anything that was required to move and forward the mission of the organizations that I have worked for. Now, trust me, I don't mean to make myself sound like a saint, because I have also missed many opportunities in my life where I could have been of service to others. And I'll tell you about some of those experiences some other time. But the point that I want to make is that you might feel like the guy who's only holding one talent. I certainly have. You might feel like that talent doesn't have value, or that you don't have time to share your talents. As we approach the season of Advent, I really want you to think about, pray about the talents you have to share with the church. You might think in your head that you're being called to work in one direction, when God is really presenting you with an opportunity to be of service in another. I know that everyone listening to this podcast has something to share, and this is the week of Thanksgiving. So let's not only be thankful for the gifts that God has given to us, let's find a way to use those gifts in service to others. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I've been very busy, and unfortunately this podcast had to be put on the back burner. But I've decided that for the remainder of 2017, over the next 6 weeks, I'll be doing a little reflection like this one, based on stewardship, leadership, and advancement. And I hope you'll join me for these very brief reflections. And leave me some feedback in the comments. Let me know what you think about what I'm doing. I want to thank you all for joining me for Advancing Our Church. I love doing this podcast. I love hearing from all of you. So write me a note, leave me a rating on iTunes, and let me know how I'm doing. For more information about Advancing Our Church, please visit our website at advancingourchurch.com. Follow us on Twitter at Advance Podcast or join our Facebook group. I'm Jim Friend. I hope you all have a fantastic week, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care and God bless.